With a look of long suffering, Blaggett knelt down to dig. The black shadow fell over him. Startled, he looked up in time to see the hooded figure on the wall top draw back out of sight. Grabbing the Dibbons' paws, the sea rat rushed him off across the abbey grounds. Suddenly, the quiet summer afternoon was laden with unspeakable dread for him. The mole maid held onto her mob cap as he whisked them along.
"We're be rushing us and off to, sir."
"Save your breath, little un. Keep running."
"But what about Igor's secret treasure?"
"Forget it. Come on, back to the pond."
The mouse babe broke away and sped off yelling.
"Ahoy, ahoy, back to our boats."
They made it back to the pond when the Joseph Bell tolled out a single boom. Tea time. Trestles had been set up for a summer orchard tea. Strawberries and cream, toffee apples, yellow dandelion bread, and dark fizzy elderberry cordial. Tarquin placed a slab of white celery cheese on some dandelion bread, took a bite, chewed critically, ears flapping slowly, then washed it down with the beaker of the cordial.
"First rate, top hole, all in order, compliments to the cook. Couldn't ask for nicer grade one tuck."
"Keep talking. While you're spouting, you aren't scoffing."
Tarquin wrinkled his nose at Sister Rose's remark.
"So beautiful, yet so cruel, ma'am. Pray be seated. I'll join you presently, if I may."
He turned and stalked to where Blaggett and Slip were seated side by side, both scrubbed and wearing clean tunics. The hare wagged a warning paw at them.
"Best behaviour now, you chaps. Mind your manners and don't go picking everything in sight."
Mullis murmured quietly to Simeon.
"That's rich coming from Wood Sorrel the Walloper. Don't go picking everything in sight. Did you hear him?"
"A case of glutton shall speak unto glutton, I'd say."
Simeon smiled as he nodded. Sextus rang his table bell, and every beast folded paws and lowered their eyes. Brother Mallon nudged the two sea rats to do likewise. Then Father Abbot of Redwall said grace.
"Thanks to seasons. Praise the fates for this peace within our gates. Welcome, friends, who gladly toil in our fertile red wall soil. May we never famine fear mid the summer's goodness here."
Mother Mellis inspected the mouse babe's paws approvingly.
"My, my, these are very clean indeed."
Mouse babe rolled his eyes skyward, impatient to be eating.
"Should be clean paws. Lose me paddle, and I've been rowing my ship round a pond with them."
Slip kicked Blaggett under the table.
"Well, where's the treasure? Did you get it?"
he whispered. Keeping his eyes straight ahead, Blaggett applied himself to the business of strawberries and cream.
"Captain, sorry. You tell me never to mention it as long as I lives."
"Never to mention what? Tell me,"
said Slip as he bit a slice of cheese savagely.